On Fridays, we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams to preview what's going to be on the political talk shows over the weekend. Juan himself is on those talk shows. He's a pundit for the Fox News Network. We spoke with him earlier in Washington. Juan, would it be foolhardy to suggest there might be some mention of the Northeast power outages on the talk shows this weekend?
You are the seer of the West, Alex. That's exactly right. You know, what you can anticipate is that there's going to be lots of political finger-pointing, blame-sharing, and assessment of what the future holds with regard to the power outage. Already you're hearing criticisms of the people who run the power grids and saying that, in fact, they have allowed this to become a third-world power grid. So what you can expect is possibly, if the administration decides to allow him to come on the shows, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham will be out. That's still up to debate because the administration doesn't want to seem as if this was a federal problem, and his presence might cause some people to think that. So,
I was going to say, well, why wouldn't you send him out? But now I see. Okay.
Yeah. So it could fall to New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, New York Governor George Pataki, and maybe the mayors and governors going out through that area that was affected into Michigan, in Ohio, and even into Canada, to put some of their officials out to have them discuss exactly what the problem was that caused all this. And one part of this is going to be people talking about the efficiency of nuclear power and whether or not that is the solution, and whether or not, from the perspective of some who are champions of nuclear power, we have been too reluctant to engage nuclear power as a reliable source that might move the power grid up to 21st century standards.
You know, it's a little surprising. This catastrophe happened only yesterday afternoon, and already you're hearing all these kind of political vibrations coming through the system.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, maybe the biggest political vibration was when New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said it was a natural occurrence. Already, the Wall Street Journal editorial page has said, no such thing, buddy. This is a natural disaster is when something like a tornado happens, but when the national power grid has a big burp like this, that's a man-made problem and the fault of politicians and technicians. And so even his Republican allies are quickly now questioning Mr. Bloomberg's approach.
Well, as I said, this was a surprise to everyone, although I'll note this one. The front page of the LA Times today says, power blackout problems, disruptions, no surprise, say officials. And when I read that headline, I thought, boy, if this was no surprise, someone's going to lose their job, because it sure was a surprise to a lot of people in the Northeast.
Yeah, I think it was a surprise to a lot of people, and I think maybe people forget, you know, that California had a blackout in 2000. Remember, we're having all those energy shortage problems.
Sure.
But what you see in the Northeast is a real sense that this couldn't happen, and even among the professionals, especially the political class, there's almost surprise. But, of course, you know, it's been around and people knew exactly of the weaknesses of the system, and that's what's going to engender the finger-pointing and the political blame-casting that you're going to see this weekend on the talk shows.
There is other news. What were the shows going to talk about if this hadn't happened?
Well, the big news obviously was the capture of a suspect in Indonesia who goes by the name Hambali, and he was the suspected mastermind of the Bali bombings and even more recently the JW Marriott Hotel explosion in Jakarta, if you remember, Alex. So the fact that he's been captured has U.S. officials absolutely crowing, and they were going to put out a lot of people from the intelligence committees, maybe even from people inside the administration, to talk about the progress that the U.S. is making in its war on terrorism. Part of this had been an effort that's reflected somewhat in President Bush's trip. The president has been going out around to military bases in California. He was at the Miramar Air Station Miramar in San Diego this week. And he's saying, listen, you know what? We're making progress. In fact, the United States is more secure because in the war in Iraq, American forces are battling with terrorists who might otherwise have time and money to plan attacks on the United States. The U.S. Commissioner, if you will, in Iraq, Paul Bremer, was delivering much the same message throughout the middle of the week on talk shows. He's not going to be on the Sunday shows. But that line of logic is one that's going to be presented, and you're going to hear it loudly, I think, presented on the Sunday talk shows.
Thanks very much, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He's with us every Friday to preview what's going to be on the political talk shows. Spend 3.5 minutes with us. Take the weekend off. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.